I'm about half past 9 o'clock on this Tuesday morning, and them vibes have arrived in the Lightning 100 studio. Speaking of shows, they got a couple of them coming up. The first tomorrow night out at the Basement East, along with Lady Couch and Smart Objects. So going to catch up with them vibes in just a couple of minutes. Keep it tuned right here to Lightning in the Morning. All right, 9:31 on your Tuesday morning, and as promised, Jason and Adam in the Lightning 100 studio, joined by Brother Love. We've got Alex and Kyle here in the Lightning studio. Them vibes joining us. Welcome back, guys. Happy New Year to you.
Well, happy New Year to you all.
Aw, dudes. So Larry and Alex get microphones for their voices, right? And then, of course, Kyle, you don't.
I'm just back here, yeah.
If we ask you something, could you just respond with a little lead that kind of reflects your feelings about the question? Is that fine?
Sure.
Jay?
Oh.
Here, if hey, I,
that's a yes.
That's a yes.
Kyle, you guys shot a music video yesterday. How did it go? Yes! I could do this bit forever. Oh, man. Tomorrow, though, them vibes have got a gig with Smart Objects and Lady Couch out at the Basement East. So we've got to talk about it, and we've got to talk about music videos. You guys are fresh off of shooting one yesterday, and then I watched that Nothing Is Better Than You video. That thing's a home run. What's it like for them vibes making a video? What's the vibe?
We were really, we were in the studio tracking, cutting the song, and Kim Page, our manager, and awesome, everything.
Shout out
she
to
was
Kim.
In there, yeah. Kim Page,
Philly's finest.
She was just capturing the whole day, and then literally just we had just enough cool stuff because it just was fun, and she just threw it all together.
That's
we threw some live stuff in there, and that was it.
Oh, that's incredible!
Right? Yeah.
So yesterday's video, did you go above and beyond and have two iPhones shooting it?
We had two and a half
we
iPhones.
We had four Whoa. iPhones yeah. shooting it.
It was a four iPhone
right.
shoot.
We were out at
one died, yeah. so we were down
right,
to three.
Right. And then we were looking for a dongle all day. We couldn't shoot a video.
I was looking for a dongle. Covered. I got you covered.
No dongle, no video.
Oh my goodness.
We were out at Studio 615. Bolo Brothers creative team. These guys are awesome.
Yes,
incredible.
Bolo.
And we basically did our sort of version of Soul Train. We recreated that kind of vibe.
Oh,
we had all
nice.
Of our friends, a lot of cats that were our contemporaries, musicians and bands and stuff.
Cheaper.
Out
what?
Just being our dancers and all that. And we had
check
a blast.
Check your text and your email.
Yeah,
did we miss a message
what?
That we weren't part of this
no,
video?
No, I was invited,
yes.
but I was singing. I had excuses.
Sorry, I can't be in your video. I'm warming up my vocal cords right now.
I was working on a cover of your song called Nothing Is Better Than You. It's called Nothing Is Better Than Being at Home Inside. No,
that's catchy.
No, but I am ready to get back out into the wild. You guys have a show happening tomorrow.
Uh-huh.
So when you're them vibes and it's the second before you walk on the stage, or maybe it's the few minutes, what is your pregame sort of run through? What do? Do you get together in a circle and do the arms around each other and chant? What do you do?
No, we don't even talk. We don't even look at each other. Yeah. No, I'm kidding. We probably
we don't like each other.
We don't like each other at all. Man, only 10 more songs till I don't have to see anyone anymore. Where's my trikey? I need to go home.
What's a? Are you saying trikey?
It's an old bird, you know. When there were no limes, it was a trikey.
My trikey, yeah. We probably hit a little tequila.
Oh, dude, clearly. Oh, listen to you guys.
Probably.
Yeah,
exactly.
Thanks.
Listen to you now. It's 9:34 a.m. on a Tuesday. Imagine what they're doing before a gig, ladies and germs. Check out this gig. It's going to be raucous. It's going to be a blast. It's tomorrow at the Basement East with Smart Objects and Lady Couch. A band that we're going to talk more about in just a minute.
Please.
Alan Thompson and Keisha from Magnolia Sons.
Oh, yeah.
Incredible crew there.
Yeah.
All right. Do you want to grace us with a live one, fellas?
Let's do it.
Actually, let me ask Kyle. Kyle, do you want to play? Should we do a live song, Kyle? I'll take that as a definite yes. All right. What tune are we doing first, dudes?
We're going to do Nothing's Better Than You, the latest single from Them Vibes.
Yeah, yeah. I will be imagining the video that you made, Philly.
Oh, nice.
All right. Here we go. Them Vibes and Lightning 100.
You're a brand new Cadillac. One time I ain't never going back. Nothing's better than you. Nothing's better than I. you want to get down, get down, begging you for more,
begging for more,
right, begging for more.
Nothing's better than you.
Nothing's better than
say, Kyle?
You're the only one that does it for me, and that's a fact. Sweet Sadie gonna give me a heart attack. Got the jack.
Nothing's better than you.
Nothing's better than you.
I said,
nothing's better, nothing's better.
With Pyro by Vibes.
Morning Pyro.
Vocally
morning. That's right.
Oh my goodness.
For all your traffic needs. That's right.
Larry, the thing that maybe not everybody knows about you is that you've got one life, lead singer in this band. You have another life ready to explore at any moment, as soon as I disappear, probably hosting a morning show.
Yeah, when's your next day off?
Me?
Actually, you know, it's funny. I just did a voiceover commercial for the Tennessee Lottery, right?
Oh.
And they had me come in, and there was a DJ, and then there was the caller in, and the DJ's name is Dr. Love. I'm like, great. I'm here. This is great. it's so funny. And the woman, the producer, was like, wait, are you Brother Love, right? I'm like, yeah. She goes, I just heard you on the radio this morning. I'm like, well, that's thank you, Lightning 100. And I was like, that's awesome. So I'm like ready to read for Dr. Love. They're like, no, that's not you. You're the caller in. I was like, man. I was like, so, I'm blah, blah, blah. You know, it was like really funny. Like, my part was totally not. Dr. Love walks in. I'm like, hi, Dr. Love.
You didn't go to 7 years of love school to be called brother.
I know, exactly. Yeah. Nope, I was just regular guy calling in. That's me, everybody.
Also, I want to go ahead and highlight this. Who better to star in a commercial for the Tennessee Lottery than a songwriter?
That's right.
Am I right?
Oh,
aren't we playing that lottery?
One of these days.
I'm checking that.
We're winners.
I'm checking that mailbox.
Yeah, right.
What? Did they pay you in scratchers?
I don't know.
I know, right?
We'll find out.
Here you go. Probably nothing.
Yeah, right. Great.
All right, so we've got Them Vibes in the studio in advance of the gig at the Beast tomorrow, the Basement East. We got Smart Objects and Lady Couch. Smart Objects, a band that we love here at the station. We play a ton. And Lady Couch is new, but it's some faces and voices we may know already. What do you guys know about this Lady Couch crew? Do you know anything?
Yes.
You
of course. Alan Thompson is a dear friend, and he's amazing.
He's in Alan Thompson band,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, he is. Yeah, he's one of those Alan Thompson band guys.
He's a second guitarist.
Right.
Yeah.
And Keisha Bailey is amazing. And Keisha Bailey was actually in our first video for Lorelei.
Really?
Wow. Full circle. Yeah, yeah, that's right.
I heard Lorelei, I think, on this station before I worked here, and maybe before I knew you, at least early on days.
Yeah.
I remember that thing hitting, and it just sounding like a million darn dollars the first time I ever heard it. Do you remember the first times that you guys heard that in particular on the station?
Well, we had dropped off our first disc to Wells... and Hamill, and Hamill, right? Yep. Mm-hmm. And this is before Wells was all, you know, sexy and famous and all. You know, and Hamill, you know, he's Family Guy, right?
Hamill's always been sexy. He's always been sexy.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, it's like, and it's like, okay, so pick three songs. So we'll listen to these three songs, uh-huh. and then so we don't have to be bothered with anybody's record. And so we were like, thank you so much. They were the nicest guys. We went down. We just at Collier's, William Collier's.
Yeah, yeah.
And we gave them our CD, and mm-hmm. we chatted for a while. They couldn't have been nicer, and mm-hmm. that was it. Wow. No, we didn't hear anything. A week later, it's Monday. We were doing a photo shoot for something. Mm-hmm.
That was a long week.
That was a long week because we didn't hear anything.
You remembered it, Monday.
We're like, it was like, like they hate us.
We're like, holy.
Oh,
they, this right, we're like, our first record out of the box. Like, all right, it's over. You know. And somebody texted, like, hey, you're on the radio right now. I'm like, we're not on the radio right now. Like, do you have a song called Lorelei? I'm like, yes, we have a song called Lorelei. It's like, I'm listening to you right now. We were like, oh, we made it. We did.
That is it's an amazing thing. And what I love hearing about it is because you guys have had a lot of songs on the station and on different radio stations now. It's still special every time you have a new one that you hear on the air, isn't it? It still matters.
It's the best in the world.
The most magical moment, it really is.
Yeah, being around people that have had huge smashes and big records, when they have a new one that gets onto the air, it's just not the easiest trick ever to pull. And so we here at Lightning love being able to do that for particularly our local artists who are just crushing. You've spent a lot of time playing dates away from Music City. Mm-hmm. Is it very different for you as the band to play a gig in town versus out of town? Is it different or is it the same?
I mean, once you get hit the stage, it's always pretty much the same, hopefully, as far as it's just energy-wise. But, mm-hmm. I mean, like, the hometown crowd is so slamming because everybody feels the same way. It's like we all build each other up. Like, we're all friends, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. All of the bands that we play with, we're always buddies with and all that. And so it's really special, you know, to get a room in there, you know, get packed the room. With like, you know, we're playing with Maggie Rose all the time. You know, mm-hmm. this new single that we have that we just did our video for, she's featured on this thing.
Nice.
And then we go out of town. It's just new faces, but it's weird because you see people you've never seen before singing the lyrics to your songs.
Oh, that's got to be trippy.
And you're like, mind blown. You know, you're just like, wow, how do you know? I don't even know the lyrics to this song.
Yeah. I mean,
how do you know the lyrics to this song?
I've seen Them Vibes a good amount of times, and sometimes the bridge, and sometimes verse one and verse two, they might flip. Yeah, I'm talking about myself, but that's
you
true.
You noticed, huh?
Yeah.
Right. I don't mean
he needs new contact lenses because he can't read his dumb notes for songs that he helped write.
Helped write. Yeah, you were tangentially involved at best. It's all you. All right, so we got Them Vibes here at Lightning 100 in advance of the gig tomorrow. I want to ask you this, and you can take it how you want to and be as serious or silly as you want. What's the most altered state you've ever been at a show, and how did it go? Do you know what I mean? And it could be an emotional alt or other things.
I really don't remember.
That checks out.
That was too easy. Let's ask Kyle, actually. Yeah. Kyle, what's the most sort of altered you've been and done a show, and how did it go?
That's funky, man. It's funky. Spain. Spain was pretty crazy because it's like in Spain, you're like, what time are we playing? They're like, 11, maybe 11:30, maybe 12, sometime later.
Oh,
so between now and sometime later.
Yeah.
A lot happens. We like, what are we gonna do? And they're like, but let us buy you drinks. We're like, okay, we can't say no. We're in your home.
Well, these guys didn't know who they're offering free drinks. Them vibes from Nashville, Tennessee, they learned real quick though.
I'm sure.
They ain't just some geeks off the street.
That's right.
All right. So the show is tomorrow.
We also have another show next week at the Mercy Lounge.
Yes.
It's a benefit for Oceana.org.
Cool.
They protect the oceans.
Good, man.
Right?
We need it.
We're doing that with Meld, Parrotfish, and our buddies Captain Midnight Band.
Oh, Captain Midnight Band.
Yeah.
They're a blast.
Yeah, that's at the Mercy Lounge.
That was pretty funny, by the way, because it was like, oceans, Captain Midnight.
Forget the whales. I love Captain Midnight. That's your new T-shirt, Captain Midnight Band. Forget the whales.
Whatever your reasons for going out and supporting live music, Nashville, we applaud you.
And then next month, in a few weeks.
Wait, what are you doing next month?
We're going to Mexico, baby. Isla Mujeres. We go to Isla Mujeres.
Kyle, what is he saying right now? I can't make it out. What is it?
Right on.
Yep, that is right. That actually makes perfect sense.
The Island Time Music Fest. Singers and songwriters, we all go down there once a year, mm-hmm. and it's all benefits for the Little Yellow School. And so basically, we all go down and we play a bunch of shows and writers' rounds and all kinds of stuff, and it raises money for the Little Yellow School. And basically, we go there once a year in February, and it takes care of the whole school for the whole year.
Really?
Money-wise, yeah.
Man, awesome. How good does that feel to
We're
play
givers.
A
We're givers!
I love it that you own your frontmanness, Larry, because not enough people do that, I think. Yeah. You are you. Hey, what's your guys' favorite version of Larry that's different than this Larry? Do you have another? Because there's a bunch of different Larrys that exist. There's a Lawrence,
I mean, he's very nuanced, you know. I mean, there's obviously Party Time Charlie's. He's a great hang for everybody.
Right? Hey, Party Time Charlie's pretty close right now, isn't he?
Yeah, for the earliest time of morning. Cause good energy.
What about the second half of like a Jets Patriots game?
Oh, where he's just like, yeah, you know, it's a lot of anger. Uh-huh. It's a lot of anger. It's a lot of tears. But like, still within all of that, you know, is a man that just, you know, is just happy to be alive and,
yeah, that's
and,
me.
You know, see the other day.
Yeah,
right.
Thank you. You wouldn't believe Thank how you. Sarcastic Larry's face
crying was. Crying inside, yes.
Apart from his
I'm
voice.
I'm your typical clown, ladies and gentlemen, crying on the inside.
Your eyes are rolled so far back in your head that people can hear it in their radios. I just know this. Them
I tried.
Vibes.
Nobody likes daytime yeah. Larry. Let's just put it that way. Yeah. Daytime Larry sucks.
He's not allowed any more coffee, by the way. I learned that, too. All right, so let's close with a golden oldie. It's Them Vibes. Check them out tomorrow. The Basement of the East with Smart Object and Lady Couch. Throwing it back to Lorelei on Lightning.
Oh,